listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
My standard is very simple. America first. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what President Trump tweeted the morning after saying he is not a racist.
Telling reporters in Florida last night that he's the least racist person they've ever interviewed.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Many Democrats claim the president is racist for referring to African nations as S-hole countries at an immigration meeting last week, though some Republicans in the room at the time claim the president did not say that.
This is a deadline for a DACA deal tied to the spending bill is fast approaching, and the president is blaming Democrats for failing to deliver.
The president's demanding border wall funding be included in a DACA deal to protect some immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally. Democrats insist DACA be included in any bill to keep the government funded beyond Friday. He's been reassigned, but not fired. The Hawaiian worker who made a scary mistake that sent people panicking. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more live.
Dave, that error sparked panic with some drivers abandoning their cars on a highway and taking shelter in a tunnel. And the 911 system on Oahu was overwhelmed with more than 5,000 calls. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai called Saturday's mistake human error this morning on Fox and Friends. He also said while an investigation is underway, they're also working to make sure that alert system is more efficient.
Part of the issue that we're looking at is, are there any steps that we need to take, federal, state officials working together to make sure that something like this doesn't happen again.
A two-person alert protocol has now been put in place, and steps have been taken to make it easier to cancel a false alarm, Dave.
Tanya, boat fire off Florida's Gulf Coast is now a fatal accident. One of the passengers who jumped off to escape the flames died at a hospital.
Two of my officers actually jumped in the water to assist the people that were jumping off the boat while it was on fire.
Port Richey Police Chief Gerard DeCagno, 14 others suffered minor injuries. The boat was a shuttle taking people to a casino ship offshore. The search for four missing people in mud-caked Montecito, California, no longer a hunt for survivors. It's now considered a recovery mission. 20 others were killed in last week's flooding and landslides. Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
A lot of people have today off. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. There's a wreath laying this hour at the MLK Memorial in Washington. As people across the country also turn this into a day of community service. This woman was at a church in North Carolina honoring King's vision.
But if we came together as a nation, as one, that we could stand together.
On this federal holiday, many schools and businesses are closed, so are government offices. There's no mail, no stock market trading. A pregnant teenage girl who was detained entering the U.S. illegally has been released from federal custody so she can get an abortion, the fourth teen in recent months to get ACLU legal support, battling federal officials refusing to let them get abortions. The other three ultimately underwent the procedure. A disgraced ex-New York governor is back in the news.
Filing a complaint with the NYPD, Jamie Antolini claims he was in a Manhattan restaurant weeks ago when former New York governor Eliot Spitzer walked in. Spitzer's the governor who resigned years ago for having sex with prostitutes. Antolini claims Spitzer overheard him praising somebody that Spitzer fought with during his time in public office, and an argument ensued. The alleged victim accuses Spitzer of threatening him with bodily harm, with a knife, and killing him. A spokesperson for Spitzer denies there were any such threats, and that Spitzer was trying to avoid a fight by ignoring the situation. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
Vikings fans are digging it. The dramatic last-second NFL playoff win being called a miracle in Minnesota.
I couldn't believe it, really. You know, it's plays like this, like you dream for your whole life, and you know, finally they happened.
Stephon Diggs caught the game-winning 61-yard touchdown pass, running into the end zone as time expired, giving the Vikings a 29-24 win over the New Orleans Saints. Minnesota will play Philadelphia for the NFC Championship. In the AFC, Jacksonville beat Pittsburgh 45-42. The Jaguars will face the New England Patriots. Next Sunday's winners go to the Super Bowl. Big awards handed out at the North American International Auto Show. Honda Accord Car of the Year, Lincoln Navigator Truck of the Year, the Volvo XC60 SUV of the Year. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Hey, here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast, National Weather Service. It's Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie J. Sorry about the cold.
Yeah,
I know you feel fine.
Yeah.
Sound a little rough. It's
yeah.
all good.
Yeah.
24-hour high, down to 1 tonight. Chance of precipitation happening this morning at 20%, and wind gusts at 20 miles per hour. In fact, there's a wind chill advisory going on until noon today. Tomorrow's high is 18, down to around 7 with some cloudy conditions. Partly cloudy, high 21, low 14 on Wednesday. But by Saturday, we've got a 60% chance of rain,
yep.
High 46, 52 the high on Sunday. Right now, the temperature's at 22. Feels like 6 on the wind chill. ESPN 93.5.
We're going to meet Zeus McClurkin. He's with the Harlem Globetrotters coming up.
Number 30 is who we'll be looking for on the court on Friday at the State Farm Center.
Oh, he's in town kind of doing the pre-sick, get the tickets sold kind of a tour.
Uh-huh.
It's called an advanced guy, I think. Anyway, it'll be fun to meet him. He's in studio coming up in a few moments. Illinois basketball tonight, 8 o'clock in Lincoln, Nebraska. I don't know. I'm really hoping. I'm rooting for him. It's on Big Ten Network. I'll be watching. I don't know.
Well, we've gotten stung a few times with at least 3 games going into overtime, and we're right there with them, and then we just seem to fall apart.
I think based on MO, based on history, Brad Underwood's teams get better. The Big Ten and some of this, by all rights, normally, based on the seasons Nebraska and Wisconsin have been having, Nebraska's had some nice home wins, but they're beatable. Wisconsin, totally beatable this year. Not necessarily up there, but there are teams that are about the same as us. It's not Michigan State, which will be coming into town. And they've stumbled a couple times. Purdue looks like the real deal. And Ohio State looks like the stinking real deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like 6-0 in conference. What?
Right, right.
They always bring somebody from like Butler or Xavier. That's where Thad Mata came from.
That's right.
I think this guy they have now is from Butler. Indiana looks beatable. So there's lots of things I think I don't know. I mean, I'm hoping for 500. I think 16-15, something like that. We'll probably be okay for the year number one. But who knows? I mean, last year, Oklahoma State was in this position, and they just went nuts. Now, Oklahoma State had a guard playing for the Clippers right now. So it's a little different from how good that point guard was for Brad Underwood in Oklahoma State last year. So you really can't compare because they did have that guy. I can't remember his name. He's really, really good. Again, the Final Four in NFL are all set. It's Philadelphia hosting Minnesota, and it's Shad Khan's Jacksonville Jaguars going to New England.
And speaking of New England, I can see a text in. Come on, Stevie, that ain't right. Tom Brady came up the hard way. He was Big Ten quarterback. Gotta love what the guy's doing at 40 years old, still doing what the young pups are doing.
All right, easy. I love you. I'll give it to you, but I don't like him. Sorry. I don't know why I don't like him. Maybe because they win all the time. It's one of those Yankee things. But no question, Tom Brady, amazing. Probably best quarterback of all time by a lot. I mean, Tom Brady's record, how many Super Bowls could have... I mean, New England's always in it. Maybe you're just rooting for somebody else at some point. But it's not their fault. Bill Belichick is just unbelievable. How do you stop New England? They just pounded Tennessee. That thing wasn't even competitive. 7-0 Tennessee, and then New England scored 35 in a row. That was on Saturday. All right. Specialist on PTSD, Northwest Battle Buddies, Shannon Walker. Pleasure having you on again. Happy New Year, Shannon. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Happy New Year to you, too.
You guys prep and train dogs to help those with post-traumatic stress. Tell me exactly what you do and how people can give you money to train the dogs.
Absolutely. We provide professionally trained service dogs to combat veterans with PTSD, and we provide those dogs absolutely free of charge to our American heroes. Our dogs go through 7 months to a year of training prior to the veteran even meeting their dog. And then once that we've paired them, those veterans go through 6 weeks of professional training and handling before they are gifted those dogs. And the dogs cost us about $25,000, and we are completely privately funded, but they are 100% free to American heroes.
I see this story says fake service dogs on the rise. There's no way this is true. Nobody that I'm living on earth with in this lifetime would anybody have a fake service dog. Come on, Shannon. That's just ridiculous.
I wish that was true, but there isn't a day that we go out with our service dogs in training that we don't encounter fake service dogs. And it's very obvious for the most part what a fake service dog is, but I guess it's obvious to me because I do this for a living. But when you see an unruly dog 5 feet in front of its handler on a flexi lead that is disrupting the public, clearly that is a fake service dog. And the laws are very much being abused. It's a tremendous negative, not only to the public, but to the people who truly need these service dogs in order to live life with freedom and independence. So, unfortunately, it's something that we encounter on a daily basis.
All right, so are they, you know, fake service dogs by intention or just bad trainers?
No, I think that for the most part, there's an ignorance. I think some people feel justified because they're ignorant of the law, and they're just taking their pet out, and they have a disability. They have a need in their mind that they think this dog serves them for. But under the guidelines of the ADA and the laws, they are still breaking the law. And then I know well, in fact, that there's people that take dogs out who just, they think it's a novelty and they want to have their pet with them. They, for whatever reason, but it doesn't matter what the reason, they're still, you know, breaking the laws that are set forth by the ADA to protect the disabled and protect the rights of the disabled to have service dogs in public.
Didn't it hurt you because it gives you all a bad name?
Absolutely, it hurts us. You know, there's a lot of time in our, I mean, all of our veterans, even if their dogs are acting perfect in public, they still face discrimination because people don't want dogs in public. And even if your dog, some people just don't think dogs belong there. And I understand that, but it doesn't change the laws that are set forth by the ADA to protect the disabled so they can have that service dog. But it's an incredible negative, especially when somebody has a bad taste in their mouth because of a bad experience with a fake service dog, then they feel more justified that no dog should be allowed in public. And not only that, but it's dangerous. We have dogs that are lunging on the end of the line at our dogs in public all the time, and those are supposed to be service dogs, and they're not.
Shannon Walker, Northwest Battle Buddies, they help train dogs for post-traumatic stress disorder. How many dogs have you done, Shannon?
We have provided 46 service dogs free of charge to veterans in the last 5.5 years. We actually just started another group of 6 veterans last Monday. So they're here for another 5 weeks. It was a tremendous, exciting week having them meet their dogs. It's met with tears and anxiousness and hope, but smiles. And they just, you know, we had veterans last week that were in the mall for the first time in years. Mm. And they're learning to navigate life in a new way with their service dog at their side. And so it's a lot of work, but it's so rewarding. And our American heroes need this, and they deserve this, because our freedom wasn't free. And we want to say thank you in a very significant, life-saving way by providing these service dogs that will give them freedom and independence and hope for a different future. So we're super excited about it.
Yeah, that's awesome what you're doing. Shannon, I know you've thought about this. Do you have a plan for it? Because I can't imagine what somebody with post-traumatic goes through when the dog dies?
Oh, absolutely. We are set up in our organization that if a service dog passes away or something happens, then those veterans go to the top of our list, and we will immediately serve them with another service dog if they need.
Wow.
That is very important. We've discussed that a lot in our meetings and have already, you know, preparation for that to make sure that American hero doesn't have to go one day without a service dog that he doesn't want to.
It's awesome what you're doing, Shannon. You're really changing lives. You're frankly changing generations.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's the least we can do, because no matter what we do for them, it'll never compare to what they've done for us in the case of our freedom and serving our country, them serving our country. So, you know, it's an honor to serve them. It's a miracle what we do, watching these dogs serve them in their life and how it changes them. It truly is a miracle, and it's a blessing to be able to be a part of it.
Shannon, how can people give money?
If they go to northwestbattlebuddies.org, we are completely privately funded, and they can also find us on Facebook. And every donation, every dollar is appreciated because it helps and makes it possible for us to do what we do. We just want to do it more. Our veterans right now, we have some veterans on this last group that started this week that have waited 3 years. Our goal is that no veteran waits more than 6 months once they've qualified, because when they have hope for a freedom of for a different life, we don't want them having waiting years and losing hope. We want to be able to serve them faster, more prompt. So our goal is that nobody waits more than 6 months. So we're working very diligently to make that happen.
Shannon, keep up your great work. Thanks so much. I really appreciate all you're doing out there.
Thank you so much for the time.
Shannon Walker, northwestbattlebuddies.com, or is it org? I think she said org.
Oh, I think it is.
Org. Northwestbattlebodies.org. If you want to help, you want to learn more about it, I think what they're doing is amazing. Just amazing. 8:15. Here we go. Sports headlines. Diane Ducey.
Thank you, Stevie. Our Illini facing Nebraska tonight at 8 o'clock. We are 0-5 in the Big Ten. Nebraska 12-7 overall. We are 10-8 overall. The game tips off at 8 o'clock tonight. Last night in Big Ten boards, Ohio State over Rutgers 68-46. Ohio State 6-0 in the Big Ten. I believe Purdue also is without losing. Indiana over Northwestern 66-46. We also have a trending story in Kevin Sumlin coaching the Arizona Wildcats. Also in professional basketball, Pacers over Phoenix 120-97 yesterday. They've got Utah tonight. Pacers had seven players in double figures. The Bulls will host Miami. Onto the ice where Detroit beat the Blackhawks yesterday 4-0. And as we look at Australians Open, Great Britain's Kyle Edmonds, who is 23, had the biggest career win of his life, ousting Kevin Anderson.
And he was
31.
11? He was 11 seed?
Yeah, that's right.
Dang. Too bad, yeah.
And in five sets, so that happened. We also had the Sony Open going on. Patton Kizzar outlasting James Hahn as the sun began to set in Honolulu. Just thought I'd add that since I'm seeing so many snow-packed roads on the way to
golf
work this
golf in Hawaii,
morning.
Yes. Now we're talking. Yeah.
Okay. So Jacksonville beat Pittsburgh 45-42. They've got New England on Sunday as we get honed in on the playoffs and figure out who's going to be at the Super Bowl February 4th. Also, Vikings beat the Saints 29-24. So the Minnesota Vikings play Philadelphia.
A stinger.
So a play called Seven Heaven for the Minnesota Miracle. 61-yard heave from Case Keenan to Stephon Diggs. They connected with, what, less than 10 seconds left?
Zero. It was the last play of the game. I mean, all you had to do is tackle him, you win.
29-24
and,
the
and
final.
And the poor rookie, it was a rookie that came up. And all you got to do is make sure this guy doesn't get around me, and the game's over. It was just stunning. It was... In the 70s, there was something called the Immaculate Reception.
Uh-huh.
Franco Harris, Terry Bradshaw threw it. It was into a crowd. Ball bounces up. The running back, Franco Harris, takes it and runs into the end zone.
Wow.
But it wasn't the last play.
Right.
This was the last play. In 98 years of professional football, this has never happened. Ouch.
Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, because I'm really, you know, I root for the Illini, but it's a struggle right now. So I've kind of leaned on the Saints to give me a little joy in sports because I don't really follow anything else. Cardinals. But it's snowing, so.
Yeah. Just a reminder, we do have the J.T. Walker's High School Sports Showcase tomorrow night. St. Joseph Ogden and St. Thomas More. Sponsors include Carl Sports Medicine. Be ready when the whistle blows. Their new location at First and Windsor. Illini Mattress, family owned and operated at IlliniMattress.com. Long's Garage is at 503 East Main in Urbana with their ASE certified technicians and roof doctors. As you have the roof your home deserves, RoofDoctorsCo.com. 7:30 tomorrow night, STM and SJO on ESPN 93.5.
And if you have a bank deposit, you might want to do that tomorrow. I want to put mail in the mail. Do that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King Jr. Day on this Monday, January 15. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Wind chill advisory until noon today. And we've got a high of 24 expected, 1 hour low tonight. 18 the high tomorrow with the clouds, down to around 7. 21 the high on Wednesday, partly cloudy. Then 34 the high, 40 the high, 46 the high, 52 the high by Sunday with that 60% chance of showers. Right now, the temperature's at 22, wind chill at 6, ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Boland at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. We'll meet Zeus from the Harlem Globetrotters coming up. Steal your Cardinal autographs if you weren't able to get to the caravan. I got all the autographs for you. I'll give those away coming up as well. 8:20.
From the Fox Business Network, security company ADT is getting ready to go public. Though its private equity owner, Apollo, will continue to own most of its shares after the IPO. MarketWatch says the company is planning to list on the New York Stock Exchange under the symbol ADT. The deal is expected to price next week. Starbucks is settling its lawsuit with mall operator Simon Property Group. The mall company sued the coffee shop chain after it revealed it will close 77 Teavana stores in its shopping centers among 379 closings. The New York Post says the two companies have been battling over the closings for months. A judge issued an injunction temporarily stopping the stores from shutting, but a Starbucks spokeswoman confirmed there is now an agreement. The markets are closed for the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
If you ever want to buy a house or a car, you're going to want to know your credit score. If there's a mistake on your credit reports, you could pay more in interest rates and fees than you have to. Where can you go online to quickly get your credit score and credit report for free? CreditKarma.com/radio. Check it whenever you like. It's free and there's no catch. Don't get an unwanted surprise about your credit score. Go to CreditKarma.com/radio. That's CreditKarma.com/radio.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com. How are things for police right now? Has it gotten better? Has the atmosphere improved in the last year? Or is it because we did this law enforcement appreciation banquet? I just felt it was so awful.
Yeah, I remember attending, and I mean, thank you for doing that. That was a great event.
Our honor.
It was well attended. That being said, I mean, unfortunately, in our climate today, and as it is, I mean, we just lost a brother in law enforcement on New Year's Eve out in Colorado over a weird incident of a officers being summoned for a domestic incident, and ultimately five of them are struck by gunfire. And unfortunately, you know, these things happen all over our country, and unfortunately there are some people out there that are somewhat mentally unstable, some of them that wish to bring their hate, discontent to those that oftentimes on the front lines of dealing with a lot of that kind of issues, if you will. I mean, that's what we deal with a lot. You know, we deal with people, and sometimes their darkest hour.
Sergeant David Griffith is our law enforcement official of the month.
That cat coming down the street.
I don't
come
know
on.
If sound to me like that Griffith man with the ball.
Come on.
You're having himself a ball.
Harlem Globetrotters coming Friday night, State Farm Center. Zeus McClurkin is in our studio.
He just took a shot with the Nerf ball.
I'm sure he had nothing but net.
Nothing but net.
You can always go to our YouTube and watch, because there's actually something to see with Zeus. Let's go to ESPNCU.com. He's got spinning a basketball now.
Yeah.
You ought to be doing that. Come on,
good,
man.
Dude.
Wow. All right. Before we get to the nuts and bolts of the show, you're a good story, man. I mean, you're a guy that had failure after failure as a kid. You grew 5 inches. And then all of a sudden, you would have been good at 6'2".
Yeah.
What's the problem? Why'd you get cut from everything for like 5 years?
I was too nice, Stevie J. It was this infectious smile of mine. My coaches would tell me all the time, they say, all you ever do is smile and dunk. That's all you do. And today that's what I get paid to do. So.
Nice.
It worked out for me.
Yeah, dunking's good.
Mm-hmm.
And you're Zeus because the thunder stunks.
Yes, that's why they call me Zeus. My teammates, you gotta earn your name with the Harlem Globetrotters. So I didn't like it at first, but then they gave me that big demonstrative name. I'm like, okay, it kind of works for me.
Yeah.
I guess I'll live up to it a little bit. We actually got a guy on the team. He's already named Thunder, so I guess I'll be the God of Thunder. I'm good with that.
All right, Friday night, what do people see when they watch the Harlem Globetrotters?
Well, you'll see a lot of high-flying slam dunks, half-court trick shots, and crowd participation that's unrivaled in sports. We'll even come up into the stands there at State Farm Center, maybe bring you guys down, spin the ball on your finger, eat your snacks because we get hungry during the game. You know, you never know what you're going to see. You know, one thing's for sure, though, you can leave this snow outside and come on inside and have a good time with us.
It's a great show. Harlem Globetrotters, I mean, they've been around for...
93 years now. Yep.
93 years?
Yeah, we age well.
I'm telling you what. I of course, remember Meadowlark Lemon. I remember Geese Ausby.
Yes, and Curly Neal. You're talking about the 70s back then. That's when those guys were just rock stars. You know, we only had one unit back then, and it's because of the work that they laid and the groundwork they did that everybody knows who the Harlem Globetrotters are today. I mean, you can go over to Israel right now. You can go over to Turkey right now. Ask them if they've ever heard of the Cleveland Cavaliers. They'll say, who are they?
Yeah.
You know, but then ask them if they've ever heard of the Harlem Globetrotters, and immediately it takes them back to a happier time in their life when they went to a game with their parents or with their grandparents, and I get a chance to live in that history. It's pretty cool.
That's Did you awesome. Do that when you were in Columbus, Ohio? Did you see the Harlem Globetrotters?
I had actually never heard of the Globetrotters growing up. Actually, my first time seeing them was on Scooby-Doo. So
I remember that.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't think it was a real team, though. You know, I saw Batman on Scooby-Doo. That's not a real person.
Right,
I was like, these aren't real people. It was only later on in my life when I actually played for the Washington Generals that I found out the Globetrotters were real.
You know, Washington Generals just dropped there, Stevie J.
1985, I was a Washington General.
Oh, wow.
I was a Washington General. I was actually bullied by a Harlem Globetrotter. Geese Ausby was there.
Yeah.
And they gave me number zero.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they were trash-talking me. They shoved me up against the locker. Curly Neal said, keep laughing and keep smiling, but don't come in the lane. And then Geese pulled my pants down.
Oh, boy.
It got me on the double pump.
Did you realize that was coming?
No.
Did you have some tidy whiteys on?
No. I had a jock strap on.
Oh man.
It was clean, right?
And so they read, what was the guy's name? Red
Klotz.
Red Klotz was the coach of the Generals.
Yeah.
So they put me in for my 2 minutes.
Uh-huh.
So I go in there and I fire off 5 shots.
Uh-huh.
And the 5th shot goes in.
Nice.
So I get in the huddle and I look up. And, you know, the General guys, they're all good players.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And they're good guys.
I used to play for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were General?
Yeah.
So you and I are the same team and I still got my uniform. Anyway,
yeah.
So I get in the huddle and I'm pretty jacked because I made a basket against the Globetrotters. So I look at the scoreboard. It's 35-34 Generals.
Yeah.
And I say, come on, you guys. If it wasn't for me, we'd be behind. Let's go.
Oh.
And whoever that 6'11" center the Generals had at the time said, Red, who is this guy?
We don't need him.
We don't want it. So then Red Klotz came to me at halftime.
Uh-huh.
He said, I'm going to do something for you, but you got to do something for me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what? He said, I'm going to put you back in the game, which is not, you know, celebrities get like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, what can I do for you, coach? He said, pass the ball. And I got to go through the routines, and it was a blast.
Wow, that's awesome,
People
man.
Thought I was somebody. They wanted my autograph. They thought I was part of the team, and it was just it was really a great experience.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned Red Klotz, too. He actually, the Globetrotters, last time we lost to the Washington Generals,
he lost.
Red Klotz was playing. It was in 1971, and Red Klotz famously hit the game-winning shot. And he reportedly says that the next day was like the worst day of his life, right? He said he was getting hate mail, people calling
him. Is that the only loss?
Yeah. He said people felt like he killed Santa Claus, you know?
I never knew that. I thought it was always like 1,000, 1,200, and zero.
Right.
But, you know, they did tell me in the huddle that watch the last 3 or 4 minutes they actually play.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You guys go at it.
Well, it's competitive basketball and it's entertainment basketball. There was a time in the early 30s when the Globetrotters were beating teams by so much that people would leave our games. So we had to come up with, like, these little antics. And that's when you might see us accidentally pull somebody's pants down.
Yeah.
Or you might see a bucket of water, a bucket of confetti. But, you know, those are the things and the staples that have kind of become synonymous with our brand. And we've been doing it for the last 93 years. It works.
So you said, actually worked through the Globetrotter ranks.
Yes.
If you were a general, how long were you a general?
I was a general for one season, and that was my introduction to the Harlem Globetrotters. I saw that everywhere that the Globetrotters go, you know, they're received well, that people love them, and that was kind of what I was criticized for when I was playing basketball in college. People said, you know, I was a crowd pleaser too much. I was always just looking for the big dunk, and the Globetrotters allow me to be who I am, and that's what I love the most about it.
Yeah, they had to see you have way too much charisma to be a general. Yes. I mean, you're the Metalock Lemon presence.
Yes,
you
got this going. Oh, thank you. That's
an honor.
I
mean it.
That's an honor.
You got that whole showman thing.
Thank you very much.
Now, do you go around to schools and things like that, too?
Definitely.
I know I just checked out your Twitter account, and you said mentor as part of your bio there.
Yes. Actually, I was just in Oakland, California with Marshawn Lynch, and we did a bullying prevention program at his old elementary school. And this is just an example of what we do. We do the ABCs of bullying prevention at elementary schools, and we go to children's hospitals all over the world, and we have this program called Smile Patrol.
1 minute, station.
And that's where I go into the rooms. I just try to make the kids smile and, you know, try to put a smile on their face who haven't had the best of days and best of news in their recent history.
Yeah. That is really, really good stuff. And you guys are ambassadors.
Yes,
you really truly are.
Definitely. Ambassadors of goodwill. That's the what we've been labeled as. And, you know, it's absolutely true. We've been all over the world to 123 countries and provinces. And, you know, we don't speak 123 languages, right? So if you can just make somebody smile, you speak their language.
What if the trick shots aren't going? I mean, these are hard shots, man. Don't you have Guinness Book of World Records, like bounce three-pointers, five and how?
I did five bounce three-pointers, NBA three-pointers in 1 minute.
How do you do that?
Magic.
Wow. I mean, but sometimes the half-court stuff, I mean, they don't all go in, do they?
No. The good thing about it is we play 360 games in over 260 cities. So if you don't make it one day, you're going to make it tomorrow. that's all we know, you know.
I mean, do you practice at all with all those games?
Definitely. The practice is actually just before the game. We go to each arena 2 hours before. So we'll be at the State Farm Center, 2 hours before the game starts, which the game starts at 7 o'clock, and you can get your tickets at Harlem Globe. Charters.com, and we'll be going through new routines, trying shots from the stands, and what happens is we'll end up implementing that stuff in the actual game.
This game is on Friday the 19th. I want to see you in action, Zeus. You're number 30?
Number 30 in the books, number one in your heart.
Okay, very good.
Can you make a good living doing this?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I know that it's a heck of a commitment, what you're doing.
Yes.
And it's hard.
Yeah.
I bet you half the time I could say, quick, Zeus, where are you?
Yeah.
And you're not sure.
For sure. Yeah. We were just saying that the other day in the locker room. How many people get an opportunity on their job to wake up in the morning and say, what country am I in?
That's cool.
You know, and that's really cool. And it's awesome, too. I have my wife and my family, and they support me. And, you know, I got to say, it's a lot easier nowadays than it was back in the day because social media and FaceTime, we're able to keep up with our family and everything and friends back at home, so it's not so bad.
How old are your kids? You have kids?
No kids, no.
Okay.
No.
Wife?
Yes.
And is she going to come to some of this?
Yeah, she comes out at least twice a month.
Right.
And, we're vacationing basically when she comes out. Yep.
Very good.
It's Zeus McClurkin. He is with the Harlem Globetrotters. You can get your tickets. You said harlemglobetrotters.com. All right. Buy your tickets. See Zeus. Autograph time in the...
Oh, yeah. Actually, something really interesting. In addition to buying tickets, you can buy something called Magic Pass tickets. And that is a little meet and greet at the beginning of the game. Hmm. Before the game even starts, we'll have a couple of players come out and they'll spin the ball on your finger. They'll teach you how to shoot. You can take a picture, get autographs with them. And at the end of every game, for every ticket holder, we have a 30-minute autograph session that you guys get a chance to get up close and personal with your favorite Globetrotter, Zeus.
Well,
there you go.
That's exactly right.
I love it.
We love you, buddy. I appreciate you coming in. It's just fantastic. The Globetrotters are coming back. We're excited about it. I think it's going to be a great show. And if you've never seen them, you got to see them. You're going to love the Harlem Globetrotters.
Thank you, CBJ. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, man.
You too, Dad.
You are a great guy.
Thank you.
A great guy. Zeus McClurkin, he is with the Harlem Globetrotters Friday night, State Farm Center.
This is Chuck Lee with Provident Financial Group. What will you do during the next market correction? At Provident, we believe a sound financial plan is the surest way to avoid panic during market volatility. Contact us today to put a plan in place for you. Securities and advisory services are with the Commonwealth Financial Network. Find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Provident, partnerships built on trust.
Member FINRA, SIPC. FDIC, a registered investment advisor.
Diane Ducey here to tell you about Mobile Meter. When I'm playing taxi to my kiddos, I no longer have to worry about parking tickets and loose change. I downloaded the Mobile Meter app to ease my parking frustrations. You should download the Mobile Meter app today. It's available on iTunes, on your phone app store, or at mobilemeter.us.
Busey is pleased to partner for purpose and progress, fulfilling dreams since 1868. From helping families own homes, attend college, and retire worry-free, Busey is honored to serve countless customers and communities for 150 years. Celebrate with Busey. For details, visit busey.com/150. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. There's pushback from President Trump and supporters against claims that he's racist and used a variation of the S word during a meeting about immigration.
Democratic Senator Dick Durbin said the president used an expletive to describe African nations. Georgia Senator David Perdue weighed in on ABC's This Week.
I'm telling you he did not use that word, George, and I'm telling you it's a gross misrepresentation. It's not the first time Senator Durbin has done it.
The president says Democrats don't really want a deal on DACA, saying they want to take money away from the military, referring to a possible government shutdown by the end of the week.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. A woman on a casino shuttle boat that caught fire off Florida's Gulf Coast has died at a hospital. The cause of death not released yet. Daryl McAfee says the captain ran the boat aground as close to shore as possible.
And they directed all of us to jump.
14 other people are hurt. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast, National Weather Service.
Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine, today's high 25, 1 hour low tonight. Wind chill advisory is going on today until noon. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with a high 18, low 7. 21 the high on Wednesday, down to 14. And that's when things start to take a turn as we get above the freezing point. And by Sunday, we'll be up to 53, a 60% chance of showers. So all this stuff could be going away. Right now, the temperature's at 22, ESPN 93.5.
All right. Apologize fighting a cold, but definitely better than when we started.
Yes.
Way better.
Warmed up now.
Yeah. Okay, I did get a chance to talk to a couple of Cardinals on the caravan. And we got blowing snow today, by the way. It's going to make things a little messy. Anyway, I talked to Andrew Kisner and Mike Myers. Wasn't there a Saturday Night Live guy that was Mike Myers?
That's right, but he spells it
M-A-Y-E-R-S.
Right.
And even some of the Cardinals thought it was Mayers.
Right.
And he said, no, it's Myers.
That's right.
These are where these kids are coming up. Uh-huh. Nobody quite knows their name. Andrew Kisner and Mike Myers, I had a couple of minutes with them. When I'm done with this little interview, stand by your chance to pick up autographs from all six if you couldn't go. If you were there, you're not eligible. If you weren't there and want to win six autographs on their name placard. So they're really cool.
Mm-hmm.
They got all their fancy names. It says St. Louis Cardinals, Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, 18, so you know when they were here. And all their autographs are right in front. I got Paul DeYoung, Mike Myers, Andrew Kisner, Oscar Mercado, and Alan Bennis, and, of course, Ricky Horton. All six of these autographs I'm going to give away with a Cardinal calendar. So stand by. When I ask for you to text in CARDS, C-A-R-D-S, CARDS, the 50th text wins the jackpot. Speaking of jackpots, you want to go to RadioRefunds.com. You can get some great, great foodie people, great gift cards. What do we got? Harvest Ale.
Yep.
That's in Paxton. We also got Humble Hog and Paxton.
Humble Hog
and
Paxton.
We have...
Ben Grice is awesome.
What's that?
Ben Grice is the guy there.
Yeah. What was my other certificate?
Oh, yeah.
Pie's the Limit.
Pie's the Limit. There's a few
with
more
Ryan
of those.
Last week.
Yeah. Got a, it's out there in a Village at the Crossing, mm-hmm. $8.99 for all the toppings, everything. So if you want to go to, and Body Bronze is on there.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go to RadioRefunds.com, you can get some great, great values for these wonderful places. RadioRefunds.com. All right, I ask Andrew Kisner, what's it like being a Cardinal caravan?
It's great. So far, so good. I'm excited to go around and meet some of the fans, and I'm just really looking just to have a good time.
What's it like to be in an organization with an icon and Hall of Famer like Yadier Molina?
Wow, it's wonderful to have a guy like that around, especially at spring training when I get to go and work with him and have him teach me and learn different things from him. It's a great experience.
I have a theory Yadi would be a really good manager. Is that true?
I can see that, yes. He could be a very good manager. He's very focused. He's smart. He knows the game. And you know, he just has that experience.
Yeah, I tell you, and if I'm at spring training, Andrew, and I'm around Yadi, I'd probably be going, now where are you going, Yadi? Can I have your cell phone?
Oh, yeah. It's nice to follow him around a little bit, but I like to give him his space. But when we're doing catching stuff, I definitely like to be around and hear what he has to say.
At your level, Andrew Kisner, isn't it just so small, the differences in this and that? You guys are tweaking the finest things that normal people wouldn't even know.
Oh, yeah, it's just fine-tuning. At this stage, playing professional baseball, everyone's pretty good. So it's who can do the small things the best, and that's really what separates the good players from the great players.
And you went to where, college?
NC State.
And you had a great experience pitching college, catching college ball?
Yeah, so I actually went in as a shortstop. Played third base my freshman year. It was an All-American at third base, and then my sophomore year, I transitioned to catching.
When did you quit pitching?
I never pitched.
Because you got an arm if you're playing shortstop, third, and catcher.
Yeah, that's something I've always had. I never got on the bump because I could throw hard. I could never make the ball move, so I stayed in the infield and behind the plate.
Well, listen, congratulations on being in the organization. Spring training coming up, and you never know where we're going to hear about Andrew Kisner in the future. You might be our guy.
You know, I'm just ready for whatever the Cardinals, whatever they need me to do, I'll be ready for it.
Andrew Kisner, catcher. All right, Mike Myers, pitcher. Mike, nice to have you in town.
Good to be here.
Okay, so St. Louis Cardinals, spring training, just what, a month away, pitchers and catchers? How you feeling?
I'm cold. It's cold. It's time to go to Florida. But no, it's an exciting time. The caravan's always a nice thing to do because I feel like it kind of signifies, you know, the beginning of all of it. And, you know the spring training's right around the corner.
All right, goals for you. What do you do before season starts? What kinds of things do you put in your head?
My offseason was a little bit different. I went down to play in the Dominican. So it's pretty much the same from here on out, though. Just lifting, getting your arm in shape, getting ready to go down there and try to impress.
Does it continually surprise you how good major league hitters are from the standpoint of a ball's up an inch or two? That's all the difference in the world.
Baseball is a game of inches, that's for sure. And they're definitely good. So it's been a challenge so far for me, but I've learned quite a bit in the last 2 years, and I'll continue to learn some more.
Well, you're a courageous guy. We love you, and we're fired up for you, and you've got a big future, and we're excited about that arm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, Mike Myers. All right, we'll get.
All right, that's it. That's what I had from the Cardinal Caravan for Friday. Now your time to win. Text in cards, 50th text, gets all the autographs from everybody at the caravan.
Excellent.
Except Fred Bird. I didn't get Fred Bird.
That's all good.
Paul DeYoung, Mike Myers, Ricky Horton, Alan Bennis, Oscar Mercado, Andrew Kisner. Six autographs with their name placards. This would be a man cave thing.
Yes.
These are, I don't know, 4 inches by 12 inches. They're nice placards.
Mm-hmm.
I had all the guys sign them, and I said, I'm going to give them away on the radio, and I want to give them away to you. If you were at the caravan, you're not eligible. I want somebody that wasn't there.
Gotcha.
That wanted to go. So text. Are we getting any texts?
I was just looking at my snowfall mask. Okay,
359-2255. The 50th text wins the jackpot.
Sounds good.
Okay. Good luck to you all. Rooting for you. ESPN 93.5.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, has been locally owned and operated since 1998. It's kept its roots in the heart of campus down on the corner of 6th and Green for all Illini past, present, and future. Don't go to campus often. Shop at their store on the corner of Neal and Kirby or online at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit's happy to offer you the widest selection of Illini merchandise. Whether you want an item with the new shield logo or a retired logo that's not available in stores, just shop at GameDaySpirit.com and check out the selection. Game Day's also extending their holiday shipping deal through the end of the month. Get
immediate flat rate shipping on all your orders. Shop now and save.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Back in 1970, a 10-year-old boy entered the shop and sat at a table. A waitress put a glass of water in front of him. How much is an ice cream sundae? 50 cents, replied the waitress. The little boy pulled his hand out of his pocket and counted his coins. How much is a dish of plain ice cream? He asked. Some people now were waiting for a table, and the waitress was a bit impatient. 35 cents, she said curtly. The little boy again counted the coins. I'll have the plain ice cream, he said. The waitress brought the ice cream, put the bill on the table, and walked away. The boy finished the ice cream, went up front, paid the cashier, and left. When the waitress came back, she began wiping down the table and then swallowed hard at what she saw. There, placed neatly beside the empty dish, were 15 cents, her tip. The moral of the story? Things aren't always what they seem. We may not always know the whole story. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute.
Check out the new BMW Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
You will flush now. You will. No. Oh, please flush. Please. No. No. No.
Clogged pipes. Damaged pipes. Pipes, period. We're your emergency and non-emergency go-to for underground solutions.
No matter the mess, the turmoil, or the time, Stevens Underground Solutions will be there when you need us. For all your sewer issues, call anytime 24-7. Stevens Underground Solutions, 202-3385. That's 202-3385.
I always wonder why the Cubs don't do a caravan, because they should come through, and I think everybody, be full. There'd be 500 people come to that as well. But there were some Cub fans in the audience, by the way. Ricky Horton said, any Cub fans? And a couple of people raised their hands, said, that's good, because years ago nobody would admit it. Now you're this good, everybody admits it, says, yeah, I'm a Cub fan. But there was a lot of red out there for our care. There was a lot of red, as you can imagine. All right, Tom.
Hello.
You were unable to go to the caravan, huh?
I was.
All right, my friend. I have you covered. I've got all the autographs for you and a Cardinal caravan, a Cardinal calendar, in addition to all the caravan autographs. I've got them for you, Tom. You're the 50th text.
Sweet. That is awesome. Thank you.
I asked Ricky Horton. I said, let me start off by a geekish question. Are we going to sign anybody else? He thought we would.
That's nice. That's what I'm kind of hoping for, that closer. Everybody's talking about.
Yep. I'll take a closure, but I also wouldn't mind another thumper.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm with you. We have a few more pieces to add, for sure.
All right, my friend. Hey, enjoy all your autographs. Thanks for listening, Tom.
All right, thank you.
My pleasure. Tom Stoops wins all the stuff.
Excellent.
Little guy came up to me at the caravan, and his name was Evan. And tomorrow morning at 7:45, I'm going to say hi to Evan.
Okay.
But he's not in school, so he's probably sleeping.
Gotcha.
So tomorrow morning, remind me at 7:45 to say hi to Evan Puckett.
Post-it note done.
Evan Puckett, I guess he was 8 or 10.
We had some nice words for those young athletes who were there, and as the players went around with encouragement on staying with it and learning and failure and things like that. So I thought that was a great portion. It was interesting to hear one of our young Cardinal fans ask, what team did you root for when you were growing up?
Yeah.
And only Alan Bennis is the one that said, the Cardinals.
Yeah, no, everybody
and
else.
They ended
else.
With right. him, so it right. was nice for him to get the round of applause.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do a quick sports.
Sounds good.
Quick weather, and get it over to Jeremy Warner.
Sub-zero temps have been causing plumbing problems all across central Illinois. When a pipe bursts or a drain freezes, who do you call to dry up all the water after the plumber has been there? Hi, this is Damon with CleanRite, here to help out 24/7. We have been taking care of our clients' water-related emergencies and carpet cleaning needs since 1998. We are local and know how important prompt professional service is. To find us, just Google CleanRite Champaign. And remember, at CleanRite, we are there when you need us.
When you think about planning for an
tomorrow and may seem overwhelming. At Country Financial, we have a suggestion. Don't get overwhelmed. Get started. Because when it comes to solving the big challenges of tomorrow, you can start with simple steps today. With personalized insurance and financial services that can have a big impact on your family's future. Country Financial. When you're ready to start, we're ready to help. Call Country Financial Representative Andrew Dietrich today at 217-351-3941. Country Financial Agent Andrew Dietrich at 217-359-3941.
Here we go. Sports headlines.
The Illini will be facing Nebraska at 8 o'clock tonight. We've got more details coming your way with Robin Washit coming up from HuskersOnline.com, talking with Austin and Trevor and Derek Piper. So make sure you take note of that. Also, Deion Thomas combing over the game around 10:30 here on ESPN 93.5. Last night in Big Ten boards, Ohio State over Rutgers 68-46. Indiana beat Northwestern 66-46. NBA action had the Pacers over the Phoenix Suns,
yeah,
120-97. Pacers face Utah tonight, and the Bulls will host Miami. We had football action with the Vikings over the Saints, 29-24. They will face Philadelphia. Jacksonville beat Pittsburgh. Now they'll go on to take on New England. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
And again, keep in mind that there's a lot of gambling that goes on in these things.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine being Minnesota down 24-23 with 10 seconds left, 61 yards away from a touchdown, and you're just thinking field goal. They throw it to the sideline, kick a field goal, win by two. They have this unbelievable touchdown, last play of a playoff game, never happened before in 98 years of NFL. And not only did your team lose, you lost your bet.
Mm-hmm.
So the people, and there's, you know, millions of dollars bet on the Saints plus 4.5, and they lost by 5 on that. Pretty sure the guy in the balcony that threw a 65-inch TV screen, as reported this morning, out the window, had a bet on the game.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah.
That was a tough one. All right, here we go. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast, National Weather Service.
Well, we've got morning clouds, afternoon sunshine. There is a wind chill advisory until noon. Wind chill at 6 right now. Today's high, 25, down to around 1. 18 the high tomorrow with some clouds, down to around 7. 21 the high, down to 14, partly cloudy on Wednesday. Sunshine Thursday and Friday, up to 34, then up to 40. 46 Saturday, 53 with showers on Sunday. Right now, the temperature's at 22. ESPN 93.5.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Have the roof your home deserves. For your next roofing project, why don't you go with Roof Doctors, a locally owned and family operated business for over 25 years. They use superior materials. They're a certified shingle contractor, so they can offer a 50-year non-prorated full system warranty, and they won't loan your work out to subcontractors. Hey, Roof Doctors has worked on my home, and the results are fantastic. But don't just take it from me. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, Roof Doctors has plenty of satisfaction. Customers. Get a free quote at roofdoctorsco.com.
People make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter. One click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/build. That's ZipRecruiter.com/build.
You know that Zeus we just talked to from the Harlem Globetrotters?
Mm-hmm.
Is a real deal.
Yeah.
That kid has got it. I mean, he's just got charisma. He's a good young man.
Look for number 30 on Friday, the 19th, at the State Farm.
No idea. I mean, what are the odds that I could say Zeus McClurkin and Stevie J share something real in common? We both wore the Washington Generals uniform.
Exactly.
Talk about your unlikely similarities.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, he played for the Generals for a year, and then they realized who he was. So
did the Generals tour with the Harlem Globetrotters?
Yeah, they just travel with them.
Gotcha.
But at the end of the game, they kind of get serious, and I did notice that. I didn't know that my coach, Red Klotz, had the game winner that beat the Harlem Globetrotters, and it was the worst day of his life the next day because it was like shooting Santa Claus, he said. Because you can't beat the Harlem Globetrotters. That's not what you're supposed to do.
Okay, gotcha.
You need to miss that shot, Red.
Right.
I loved him as my coach because he put me back in the game.
Uh-huh.
And I have
as
shorts.
As long as you passed it.
Well, I did, too.
Okay, very good.
I could have had 40 because nobody guarded me.
Oh,
I could have shot 80 times.
That's right.
I could have had
They're
20.
Not used to the celebrity DJ the shooter.
Yeah, and he said that they don't give shorts anymore. They just do jerseys.
Okay.
I had the full gear. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what made it easy to come down when they tried to prank you there with the de-pantsing you.
Yeah, that was quite embarrassing, by the way.
And you should have worn some boxers or something.
Well, I mean, I didn't even think of that. I said, act like you're playing basketball.
Right.
And that's what guys, they wear jock straps and shorts. So I was trying to act like I was playing basketball.
Got to see a side of CVJ we hadn't seen before.
And actually, Channel 3 was right behind
me. Oh, man.
Rick Sullivan, he was a sports director back in the day.
Okay.
Yeah, and he interviewed me, and I was so pumped because I made my basket, and I said, you know what, I don't know if I'm going to Boston, whatever pick they have, I'm not sure where I'll go in the draft, but I'm going in the draft.
Exactly.
Because I was one out of five, and I gave the Washington Generals maybe their only lead of the darn game.
I'm just reading how Venus Williams didn't make it past the first round at the Australian Open either. Our own Kevin Anderson, who went to the U of I, also lost to Kyle Edmonds.
Stand by. The Jeremy Warner program is next. That's Diane. Thank you.
Enjoy the day.
Very much, Diane Ducey. My voice was worse a couple of hours ago. I'll try and get it better for tomorrow so we get our work week going for all of our post offices and mail. Martin Luther King Jr., birthday today. We will meet tomorrow. Thank you again for listening. ESPN 93.5. It's Diane. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Monday.
Ooh.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Stugatz.
The only reason that game is exciting and the only reason you stuck around for 3.5-4 hours to watch that game is because there were stakes attached. I've always said there are things I'll put up with. Like, I don't like extra innings in baseball. I've said this for years. I think it'd be more fun if in baseball, rather than going to extra innings and playing, you know, till 12, 12:30, 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning, who knows how long the game's going to go. I'd rather them, let's make it the Nationals versus the, well, I was going to say the Marlins, but now it'd be the Yankees. Nationals versus Yankees. And instead of extra innings, I've always said, give me a Bryce Harper, John Carlos Stanton home run derby. Like, just five hacks each, whoever hits the most home runs, that's it, we go home. That's it. But in the postseason, I will put up with extra innings because there are stakes attached to the game. Regular season, don't want it. Postseason, I'll put up with it.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Introducing McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu with breakfast favorites for $1, $2, or $3, like the Sausage McGriddles, Small McCafe Espresso Drinks, the Sausage McMuffin with Egg, and
a new gaming console for my son.
No, but the $1-$2-$3 menu could help you save for one. Wait, isn't your son 5 months old?
Who told you?
I just know these things.
Oh.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Market View, car wash and lube, the touchless car wash, shining through for you. Family owned and operated, our full service oil change is the highest rating, and we're open 7 days a week. We want to keep you running at your peak. Now Market View, car wash and lube, the touchless car wash, shining through for you. Market View, car wash and lube.
Right.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign can help you get to a better state, because he will talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign, 367-1105, and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. Are you sure you're on track to reach your retirement goals? Wondering how much money you'll need to last your lifetime? Whether you're retiring in a few weeks or a few years, we can analyze your needs and create a plan that's right for you. Find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home.